يا من حباه ربه بالذكر والقرآن، وخاصه خالقه بالنور والفرقان، في الغار ابتدعا وحين جاء، في الغار ابتدعا وحين جاء. طه حبيب الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبه نستعين وهو خير المعين. Alhamdulillah, we are talking about very important issues which is necessary for all of us, especially for youth. And today I would like to talk about one more very essential issue in our daily life, which is about our hijab. First of all, the concept of hijab should be, for us, it should be very clear. Then definitely we will enjoy to obey, to respect this Allah's command. First of all, I would like to put this question in your mind, that why do I need to wear hijab during namaz? Because hijab is related to my Lord, to my Rabb. I'm not doing for anybody in this world, because of people or because of my father or my brother or my husband or my community. Definitely there is deep connection between me and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why do I need to wear hijab during namaz? Because as I know that Allah is very, very closer and nearer to me, and He is not stranger, and we can say He is the most mahram person to me. He is my creator, so He knows me very well. So why I have to wear hijab during when I want to perform my prayers? And we know that He is Arhamur Rahimeen, so if there is no any necessary, there is no any perfection in hijab, so He never ever ordered to such a thing, because He always says in Quran that I want to make this religion, to practice the religion, very, very easy for you. So the answer is, every nature of human being can give this answer if the nature is pure, if it is not covered with all this traditional and peer pressure. So our aql, our intellectual, our nature is saying that definitely self-respect, my izzat, my respect is in this situation, in hijab, in modesty, in chastity. And my reality and my beauty and my perfection, whatever Allah has given to me, is when I am covered by hijab. And the other thing which we can all feel easily is that less distraction we have by our body, more connection we have in our soul. Like if I neglect my body and if I concentrate on my soul, so I can be more present in front of Allah. So as we know that we as a woman, we have more attraction, like how much effort, how much time we give just to sometimes to show ourselves, to pretend or to show ourselves that how much beauty we have. And that's why we say that if we get to know that why Allah has give this order to be in hijab during namaz, then we will get all this closeness to Allah, and then we love, then we enjoy wearing this beautiful hijab and chadar which Allah has given us as a gift, we can say. Okay, I don't want to talk that much about ayat or ahadith because I'm sure most of the Muslim girls and women, they know very well. Even inshallah, they know by heart the ayat of Ilahi. Just think that, you know, how much important it is, the concept of hijab. As I said, that it is self-respect. And even Charlie Chaplin, he said to his daughter, what he's saying, in this world, there is nothing or person for whom you should expose even the nail of your little toe. Nothing is worth it. Nothing is qabil that for that person or for that thing I could expose not my body, not my hair, not my beauty, even little toe, that much my beauty and my chastity and my modesty is important. And then we can see that really this hijab concept and this modesty is pillar of feministic, pillar of womanhood. Because if there is no real hijab, there is no womanhood. Because then I can't, you know, be as a real, you know, I can't cope with my job, which is as a mother, as a girl, as a daughter, whatever. I have my responsibilities, and as a human being, as a servant of Allah, I can't be a servant if I don't respect to these rules of Allah. That's why I always say to my students and even to myself that as much as we do dua for increasing our level of hijab is not enough. We all need the improvement in our hijab. And we as a woman, we have to be in our dua list. There should be a big dua about our hijab, because you know, day by day the attacks against modesty is increasing. So we should increase our dua sincerely about our modesty and chastity and about this beautiful hijab. And as hadith says, that طُوبَى لِمَنْ كَانَ أُمُّهُ عَفِيفًا. Fortunate is the one whose mother is chaste. Like, the chastity is very, very essential and like a foundation, like a pillar for a woman as a daughter or as a mother, how much emphasize Islam is doing. And then Mahatma Gandhi, what he's saying, because sometimes people, they say, especially the youth, they say, yeah, okay, because we are telling to them that, yeah, there are many ayat in Quran. Inshallah, once I will discuss you in different way. Definitely, of course, the very, very, very important thing is that why we do hijab? Because of Allah's command. You know, that is the biggest thing which can appeal us. Because of that, we can bring change in our life. But this kind of points can, because they are the best thinker of the world, you know, if even they are not Muslim, but after the experience, after their some knowledge, just in which conclusion they have come out, that is important for us. So Mahatma Gandhi is saying that society has made the woman into an object. We all can see. It is very obvious day by day for us. And rather than this, it is better that the world and mankind comes to an end, he's saying. You know, in this world that mankind is not living, because everything has become like a play, and everything has become, especially if woman is, they are treating like an object, like a thing, like a plaything, then rather it's better than the world comes to an end. Then the more amazing thing that he's saying, that if I was a woman, yeah, it is appealing us that if I was a woman faced with this ideology of a man treating women like a plaything, I would object and revolt. I couldn't stay, I couldn't bear it. And then he's saying, if you women are doing it for attract a man, then it is the lowest thing in this world. There is nothing is lowest than that person who's doing this job for this kind of intention. So how much, you know, beautiful hukm and order of Allah we have from our Lord is about hijab, then how much we should be thankful to Allah that He has given us this opportunity and this chance to obey of His this order. Now, I know day by day practicing to perfect hijab is getting really, really difficult for us in our this society. So we need, before wearing hijab, some things. First of all, like, I want to make some kind of, which is very difficult, some steps which we can take in our life, like as a teenager, for me, if it is difficult, it shouldn't be. Because if my tawheed, my monotheism, my concept of oneness of Allah is strong, then nothing is difficult. Because if I love somebody, then so easy to obey His whatever He likes, you know. So first of all, the concept of this, oh yeah, there's a lot of pressure, peer pressure, it's so difficult for me, this is wrong. We couldn't say, that means I'm not a real Muslim, that means I have to work on my tawheed. So if this is the wrong concept which we have, oh yeah, it is very difficult. Then to make easy, again we need the connection. Connection that with this Ma'asumin alayhim salam. Just remember, especially Lady Fatima al-Zahra's, her hijab, and connect, you know, yourself with her. Take energy from her and light from her. So every day you should have this kind of thinking, that seek her help and think and believe that she's praying for you. She's praying for all good deeds, whatever you want to do. But about hijab, definitely there's the different, it is a different issue as a woman. Because if I want to perform my salat and namaz on time, that is, in that we are common with men. But this is a different and special order which Allah has given to us. So definitely we have we should be connected with Lady Fatima al-Zahra in other angle. And we, as I told you, we think and believe that she's praying for us, and we have to think about her, and we have to be connect with her, that how her hijab was and how is my hijab. She wasn't all the time at home. She wasn't all the time completely isolated from the man. No. Who doesn't know about the Hadith Kissa? What Hadith Kissa says? Hadith Kissa says, Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari, he used to go to her to listen a hadith from Bibi Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. So he's going to listen. He's saying, I have listened from Bibi, from Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. Not only Hadith Low, we have Hadith Kissa, we have one more other beautiful hadith which call is Hadith Low. Jabir said that when I met our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, so Imam called him and Imam asked him about that lawh. So Jabir said, when I visited your mother Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha for congratulating her on birth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I saw a green lawh which looked like a zumurud, it's like a stone, and there was a white book which was shining like a sun. I asked her, what he asked her, O daughter of the Prophet, may my parents be sacrificed for you, what is this lawh? So Jabir is going in front of Bibi Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. So he's saying that she replied, this is the lawh which Allah has sent to his Prophet. in which there is my father, my husband, my children, sons and successors from my children and my father has given in this law to me, so that could be a good tiding for me. So how, you know, we have lot of like this hadith. This hadith is a beautiful hadith. I suggest you all that you go and ask from your local and resident alim that what this hadith says and why this hadith was that much important, that after long time our sixth imam is asking to Jabir that tell me again what you have seen, how you have gone to my mother Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. So I want to tell you that first of all, whenever you want to do hijab, you have to be connected with Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Then you have to think about this hijab, that this is the beautiful gift from your Lord, from your Prophet, from your Fatima, Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As there is one beautiful hadith, you should write this hadith in your heart. And it's good if you present it in your room. What Prophet is saying this hadith, the Holy Prophet is saying the scarf, you know, or whatever you are from which you are covering your head. So nowadays, because most of the people they use scarf, that's why I'm saying scarf. The scarf that a woman wears on her head has more value than that of all creation, whatever is between the heaven and the earth. Amazing hadith, you know. So definitely Allah is watching my this calf, definitely angels are watching my this calf, and that's why they said, oh woman, when you are cover yourself, the angels are kissing your hijab. Definitely. Why? Because how we say when we are praying namaz, salat, so the angels they come. If I do if I brush my teeth, so they come and kiss my lips, even because Allah has created all these things to do His zikr and to remember Him, to do tasbih and taqdis and takbir and tahleel. So here, because I'm obeying, I'm telling my Lord that yeah, I'm listening to your this order, so I'm taking all this kind of reward and position in the eyes of Allah and angels. And after this all, when we get to know, inshallah, I will discuss with you more about some concept of hijab in Judaism, in Christianity. It is very, very beautiful, which we can get to know more. And then, because, you know, sometimes we say that, yeah, yeah, we know some ahadith, but most of the people, they don't know about some ahadith about Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, what he have said about us. So it's a beautiful concept that woman in Nahj al-Balagha, and once I have done for TV some programs, but here I will touch it again inshallah, and I'll tell you more very, very unique and new and very touching points inshallah, which we discuss in next section. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
يا من حباه ربه بالذكر والقرآن وخاصه خالقه بالنور والفرقان في الغار ازدعى وحين جاء في الغار ازدعى
يا الله يا
Oh.
Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.